At the Ag Media Summit, I'm visiting with Monsanto and Doug Jost. First of all, Doug, tell me what you do for Monsanto.
I'm a technology development rep out of Garden City, Texas.
Tell me what this technology development and agronomy area is like. What kind of work are you doing?
Well, what we do for the company is we test our new technologies. It's usually an experimental form. It's not commercialized yet. And it may be from cotton varieties to Roundup formulations to drought-tolerant cotton, dicamba cotton, things like that.
Now, let's talk about what you're doing on cotton right now. I think you're doing some interesting stuff with that.
We're working on a drought-tolerant cotton that's currently in our phase two of development within a company. So we're moving forward with that, but we're still several years away from commercialization. So in order to kind of bridge the gap between then and now, we're trying to figure out how our current commercial varieties perform under specific amounts of water. So we've set up some testing programs where we're looking at testing under four different water regimes, from a dry land to a fully irrigated, and getting a good understanding how these varieties perform under specific amounts of water.
Well, we've certainly been shown how important this can become with the conditions we've had in the U.S. this year.
Now, absolutely. Last year in Texas, it was the worst drought in history, and this year we're doing a little bit better, but I know Midwest is suffering dramatically this year. So with water restrictions taking place and with current weather conditions the way they've been, and then limited pumping capacity of a lot of growers just not having a lot of water to pump, we feel it's extremely important for them to understand how well a variety performs with, you know, specific amounts of water.
So this is something that ultimately is not only going to help a farmer be sustainable from a financial standpoint, but also can very much be able to contribute to good conservation of one of our most important natural resources.
Absolutely. You think of it this way. If you've got a grower that's got 10 gallons per acre per minute to irrigate with, he knows what it's going to cost him to irrigate those 10 gallons. And if he can figure out a way to do that in the most efficient manner possible, then he's not only saving water in the end, but he's making more money as well.
Well, as usual, we find that Monsanto is doing some great research, and that's what leads to all these successful products we've got out here in the field. Thank you very much, Doug Jost. We're here at Ag Media Summit, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman.